The Gulf Injustice Podcast, the official podcast of Detained in Dubai with Radha Sterling.
Now 17 minutes to seven, and a Scottish construction engineer has been jailed in Iraq after arriving to work there. 43-year-old Brian Glendinning, who's from Kincardine, was detained on an Interpol notice from Qatar, where he'd previously worked. The lawyer and Interpol expert, Radha Sterling, has taken up his case.
Brian was working out in Qatar. He's a construction engineer. He was aggressively pursued by the bank, which is quite standard practice, to take out a loan. He agreed, and he'd been servicing the loan for quite some time. Now, when he returned to visit his family for Christmas in 2018, he fell ill and he took 2 months sick leave. And the company that he was working for in Qatar decided to terminate his employment at that stage, even though he kept up the payments to the bank and he'd been in constant correspondence with them. Things seemed to be looking brighter. He then got offered a contract in Iraq, and it was only when he travelled there to pursue this employment that would have assisted him to repay the bank debt. Only then did he find out that he was actually an Interpol fugitive. The family has told me that it was only around about the £20,000 equivalent of the Qatari rials that he took out, but he'd repaid quite a substantial amount since then. The problem with Qatar banks is when they want to pursue someone on Interpol to put pressure on the family to pay the debt, they add legal fees and charges to get the amount over the Interpol threshold, which is 15,000 euros. And then they wait for that person to be detained and put pressure on their parents or their families to sell assets or use their life savings to bail out their child. And obviously in this situation, it's worked for them on many occasions. So they continue to use Interpol as a tool for debt collection.
That was Radha Sterling, who's Brian Glendinning's lawyer. Well, in his absence, the Qatari courts ruled that Brian had defaulted on his loan and sentenced him to serve 2 years behind bars. He only found out that this had happened when he arrived to work in Iraq and was arrested there. He's now in prison awaiting extradition. Brian's brother, John, has been speaking to our reporter, Suzanne Allen.
I still need to pinch myself around and say, is my brother actually getting held, detained, and possibly getting extradited to Qatar to serve 2 years? And what I've been told as well, if you look into it, Brian does get extradited, sentenced to 2 years in Qatar. Whatever was left of the unpaid loan would now have gathered extreme interest. And let's take a random number at £70,000. That money would need to then be paid, or Brian will be then held in the country after his jail term until it's paid or worked off. But he won't be given a work visa and allowed to work. We've obviously done a lot of research now, and there's huge claims of other British nationalists that this has happened to. It really, really points a finger at Qatari banks that do this, that the sole purpose is to, it looks like they want you to default. It really does, because interest rates are extremely low. But when you default, they go through this process of doing this to families, and they know that we're desperate. They know I would sell my house. I've not got much in my house. I would sell my house. I've already sold my car. You know, we've got legal bills sitting out at £30,000. Just, that's not a day, that's legal bills. It's just to try and get Brian home. They're just going to grow. You know, we're on 4 weeks today, and 30,000 is, I don't know how high that number's going to go.
You must be incredibly worried, are you?
I think when I do sleep, I still wake up, and it must be the subconscious mind. My mum, we had to get the doctor out to my mum when it happened. She was just ill, she couldn't speak. His wife, nobody's sleeping. We're just constantly thinking about Brian's mindset, constantly thinking, is he coming home? You know, we've had a roller coaster of at the start, you were getting told, oh, to be having a week and all these things, and you build up hope. But I think we've had hope built up about 3 or 4 times over the last 4 weeks, only for it to be crushed.
Brian Glendinning's brother, John, there. We contacted the Foreign Office for comment. They said they'd in a statement that they are providing support to a British man who's been arrested in Iraq and are now in touch with the local authorities there.
Thank you for listening to the Gulf Injustice Podcast.